Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. As we gather here, we also welcome all those who are following us through the television and radio and internet. We gather as a family of faith on this Father's Day Sunday. We thank God for all the fathers. We ask Him to continue to bless, guide, and protect all fathers alive and those who have died. May they rest in His peace. So we prepare ourselves and to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord,
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you, mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit, and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name most high, to proclaim your kindness at dawn and your faithfulness throughout the night. Lord, it is good to thanks to you. The just one shall flourish like the palm trees, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. They shall bear fruit even in old age, vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please Him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. The word of the Lord.
According to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Just as the month of May was dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, and also to all mothers, so it is with the month of June. It is dedicated to all fathers. And so to all the fathers and godfathers and grandfathers and those who would like to be fathers, a happy Father's Day to all of you. You know that I woke up early this morning and I watched on the news that said how many fathers there are in the United States and how much that we spent, about $15 billion for the fathers on this day. Of course, the most traditional gifts to the fathers are socks and ties. And of course, you know, they don't need them anymore. But now the most popular is what we call power tools. Of course, more to do with a honey-do list. But also, fathers like to have gift certificates. That way they can go and buy what they need later on. And it comes to couples with cards, of course. There's one mother that gave a card to her husband on behalf of her children. And it reads something like this. Being a husband is like any other job. It helps a lot if you like the boss. And she wears the shirt that said, the boss. So, but you know that we receive a lot of gifts and cards, especially during Christmas. We have all kind of cards that they can design and think of. I got one that's kind of interesting. It listed the alphabet without the L. And so I called the person and said, what's this deal with a Christmas card without the L? He said, no L. Remember, no L? I said, that's so cheesy. But there's one that reminded me of that caught my attention. It's read something like this. He was born and grew up in Jerusalem. He worked with his hands for 30 years. And he became a homeless preacher after that for 3 years. He never wrote a book, never held an office. He was never married or had a family or owned a house. When he was 33, his enemies accused him of claiming to be the kings of the Jews. They had him nailed to the cross, and his clothes was gambled for, and he was laid in a borrowed tomb. Yet, 2,000 years later, no king have ever reigned on earth or soldiers that have walked on land had made more impact than Jesus Christ himself. It's interesting to know that Jesus did all of these within 3 years, comparing to Buddha, who preached and do all these things for 45 years to influence the Buddhism religion, or to Moses, who led the Israelites out of Egypt for 40 years, or even Muhammad, who spent 22 years to compose what we call the Revelation for the Muslim. Jesus did all of this without having to travel to any great cities or attend well-known universities. He only remained in Galilee, and that was it. So in today's gospel, when Jesus talked about the mustard seed, you've never seen one. When I went to the Holy Land, I bought a whole jar of it. I brought it back for the children in CCDs, in religious education. It's so tiny, so small, it's smaller than the grain of sand. And yet, if it's planted and watered, and when it grows, it becomes the biggest, the most awesome tree. Yet it comes from this little tiny mustard seed. What Jesus is trying to emphasize about his own ministry, about the kingdom of God. Today, the numbers of those who are following Jesus outnumber all other religion in the world. As Catholics, we're the biggest and greatest religion. We have 1.2 billion Catholics. That's a lot. The second was the Muslim. The third, the Hindus. The fourth are the Buddhists. And of course, the fifth, ancestor worship. The Jewish people comprise of 1/4 of 1% of the world's population. Now, before we pat ourselves on the back for being Catholics and belong to the largest religion in the world, we have to do what Jesus started for us. We have to continue to build on that kingdom of God. Because if we don't, we live in a culture now where we are being persecuted without knowing. In the Middle East, they just kill Christians outright. Here in the States, although we are very civilized, but we are being persecuted in a very subtle way. The eroding of our morals, our ethics, family values. And so the faith itself is not as strong as we think. And so we are faced with the same challenge that Jesus posed to us today about the kingdom of God. Jesus today used the symbolism of the mustard seed to his kingdom. It's quite genius, because we know that all plants, they have to grow or they died. Plants, either they grow or they die. That's it. There's no in between. And for us humans are very much like that. We have to continue to grow or we died. Now physically, we grow to a certain part of vertically and then we stop. But we still grow horizontally sometimes. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the growing spiritual growth. As you know, as we grow older, we accumulate more wisdom, more knowledge, and that's something we have to infuse upon. But sometimes in this culture, I see that we'd rather learn our own instead. We don't learn from our previous generations. We put them away in nursing homes. We don't see them anymore. So we lose all this wisdom, all this knowledge that they have, and we miss out. But we need to grow spiritually as well, to grow in the faith. That means that we might want to not just go to Mass on Sunday, which is very good, but we also might want to take the time sometimes to read the reading, the Gospel, the Bibles. It is the best written book in the world, it's still the best sellers in the world, but we haven't read it yet, at least not all of it. As Catholics, we hear the Bibles from cover to cover, but we have not read the Bible from cover to cover. We know that we heard them before somewhere, the Gospel passage, we just don't remember where. Whereas the Baptists and the Protestant, they memorize the verses, and they scare the daylights out of us when they quote the Bibles to us. We know, it's just that we don't remember which Bible verses. Take the time to read it and reflect on it. You might ask, what is reflection? Reflection is basically to put ourselves in the Bible, in the passage, to see where we are. For example, concerning the kingdom of God today, are we help contributing to it, or are we taken away from it? And today is Father's Day, and as you know, in the bulletin, we hear from Pope Francis and also Bishop Mulvey talking about the gifts of the Father. Bishop Mulvey talked about his own fathers. I thought I'd share with you mine. I grew up in Vietnam, and we've always been Catholics for 400 years. The Portuguese and the Spaniard and the French that came over and they spread the faith to us. And although we didn't know much about the Bible itself, but we do practice the faith. We're going to Mass, daily Mass. I still remember 3 or 4 years old, my father every day woke me up at 4 a.m. to go to Mass at 5. I was terrified, because every time Dad woke me up, oh no, it's time already. And when you're 3 or 4, you want to sleep. And so Dad would always take me to Mass every single morning. Even now, when I go back to Vietnam and I visit the sisters, there's about 200 of them there in the convent, they want me to say Mass with them at 4:30 a.m. And I tease them, I say, even God is not up at this hour. And yet that's what we do. And that's what I remember my father, who taught me about the faith by actually taking me to Mass himself. A few years ago, I went into we had a retreat for all the men, mostly fathers. And they came in and most of them kicking and screaming, resisting. As you know, most fathers do, don't want to go to retreats. That's the least thing they want to do. Take them to camp, take them to fishing, yeah, but never, never retreat. And so there are about 40, 50 men in there, and they're very macho and they're very tough and, you know, around the edges. But after a few days of attending Mass, hearing the talks, eating and sharing, and you can see them start to break down a little bit. And at the end of the retreat, and each man would stand up and share what they'd gone through. Some didn't even face them, nothing touched them. But some just very, very different. They actually changed. I still remember this one father I will never forget. He said, before I came to this retreat, I thought I was a very good father. I tried to give my children everything I never had. I provided for them food on the table, roof on their head, clothes on their shoulders, and I was always there for them when they need me. I thought that was all that I needed to do. I realized that through this retreat that I have not been very good to my children. I failed them. I don't wake them up on Sunday to go to Mass with me. I never teach my children how to pray. I don't spend time with them. I spent more time at work and with my friends than with my families. I realize now that it's not too late for me. I can still be a good father. And I acknowledge, I realize my role, my only role in life as a father is to lead my family to heaven. If I don't do that, then I fail as a father. My only role in life is to lead my family, my children, to heaven. That's it. So on this day of Father's Day, we ask the Lord to continue to bless, to guide, protect all fathers who are still with us. And those who have gone before us, may God grant them eternal life with Him. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With God's grace, we work to build up the kingdom of God in our world. Therefore, we turn now to God with our needs and the needs of all our brothers and sisters.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all the leaders of our church, that they may be led, that they may lead us in wisdom and holiness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders across the globe, that they may call to mind the poor, the marginalized and the neglected, as they craft policy and make decisions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our fathers, grandfathers, and godfathers, and all those who have been like fathers to us in our lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we ourselves may be instruments of God's love to those whom we meet, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, Frank Garza Jr., Francisco Garza, Sister Jose Salinas, Tony Sainz, Antonio Perez Jr., Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Beto, and Julia Garcia, And also special prayers for Mr. and Mrs. Roger Santoya on their 40th wedding anniversary, and Irene Kellogg. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God, our Father, source of life and love, you have planted us here on earth to put forth branches and bear fruit. May we reach out in love to embrace and console our brothers and sisters as we work to bring justice and peace to a broken world. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Find other seas.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
O God, who in the offerings presented here provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works, through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants, Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
The Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my home. Only say the word to yourself. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.